delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high?
You know, it's interesting to note the number of black women who are, you know, told. This comes in, I take part of this from the ads that I see on the National Rifle Association's effort and behalf of minorities that take their Second Amendment rights seriously, although they're not taken seriously oftentimes by those around them. But black women, the number of black women picking up firearms for self-defense is increasing in this country. Over 16.3 million concealed handgun permits last year. And we saw the largest increase ever in the number of permits issued in this country. Dr. John Lott here with me, as he often is, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
So last year was the largest increase ever in the number of permits. Now, that is surprising, unless, of course, they occurred before November the 8th, and there was a drop-off afterwards. I could understand that. Where do you think the push came from?
I'm not sure when you say came from. You mean what was the reason?
Exactly. The push behind it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not clear. All I can tell you is it's something that's been occurring for years now. I think a lot of it, if you look at surveys of people, particularly blacks and women, there's been kind of a sea change in their views on guns over the last decade or so. You now have a majority of women who think that owning a gun in the home, for example, makes them safer more than it increases any risks or problems that they might have from owning guns. The same is true for blacks. And I think what you've seen is that as there's been those types of changes in women and blacks' attitudes toward guns, you've seen increased gun ownership generally and increased concealed carry by them.
You know, one of the one of my favorite stores around here, a place called Total Firearms here in Southern Michigan. I've been talking to the guys there lately, and they say gun sales are way off, according to a couple of folks. Not just their store, but some stores really struggling because since Donald Trump took the presidency, the number of sales, at least in this area, according to what they're telling me, is off because people don't have that immediate fear that somebody's going to come and change the laws and try to confiscate their weapons. And so it's interesting to see the opposite for people carrying concealed. They have more of that, but less guns being sold, at least locally here. Are you hearing and seeing the same things?
Well, I don't think, at least if you look at background checks, I don't think that they've changed that much. You had records in November and May and the other months. It hasn't been records, but they've been pretty close to what the records have been last year. So I think they're down a little bit. But look, I think you have two different types of issues that you're talking about here. A lot of the sales of guns would be things like rifles and guns that people were worried about might be banned. The types of laws that President Obama was threatening dealt with guns that they thought that he would ban, and he wasn't really talking too much about explicitly changing concealed carry laws, though obviously he wasn't a fan of them by any means. And so I think, you know, I think there were other things, people's safety, concerns about terrorist attacks. You saw some increases in concealed carry permits after those things would happen. So I think there are two different paths that we're talking about here.
Some different factors that, you know, impress upon people the desire to buy and the desire to carry. It's interesting to note that in your study, in the numbers you put together here, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Texas each have over 1.2 million residents who are active concealed permit license carriers. But I also noticed on your map here, one state sticks out to me that surprises me, that it seems to indicate that more than 10% of adults have concealed handgun permits, and that's the state of Washington, if I'm reading your map properly. More CPLs in the state of Washington than I would expect because of the very liberal politics in that state.
Right. Well, I think a lot of what determines whether people go and get concealed carry permits has to be things like how difficult it is to go and get a permit. You know, what are the fees for doing it? What training requirements do they have? And Washington State has had its rules for a long time, I mean, basically before 1960. And they have a relatively low fee, and they have no training requirement. Now, Washington State's obviously become a lot more liberal since those rules were first in place, and they have other types of restrictions. Seattle now has a tax for buying guns. You know, you have these background checks on private transfers and things like that. I think are going to change gun ownership in the state. But you've had these other types of rules have been in effect for many decades. And I think when you're talking about 10% of the population with guns, you can still have a state that's fairly liberal and still have enough of gun ownership rate to match that 10%.
Well, I guess that makes perfect sense. Washington being a place that a lot of hunting and fishing in the rural parts of that state, a lot of people that probably have a lot more interest in a CPL than many people would expect because they think of Washington, they think of Seattle, and they forget there's a whole big state that surrounds Seattle and Tacoma and so forth. Great points. What's on your radar screen for this week? I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of other research I've been doing that deals with the reciprocity debate that's going to be coming up. I think the report that we had touched on that in part by just showing how incredibly law-abiding permit holders are. You know, I think it's hard to find any other group in the population that's quite as law-abiding as they are. Even police officers are rarely convicted of crimes, but permit holders are even very law-abiding compared to them.
CrimeResearch.org, the place to find your statistics for your next conversation with somebody who doesn't understand. CrimeResearch.org. Dr. John Lott, always a great conversation. Thank you, sir.
Great talking to you. Thanks.